Stiglarion has the final Intercity Express of the afternoon. It's an interesting one, though, about Google and a defamation case. Stiglarion, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Richard. Yeah, this is a fascinating one. A bloke in Melbourne by the name of Milorad Trkulja, known as Michael, sued Google because when you searched for his name, his photograph came up with the words attached, Melbourne Crime Underworld Ganglands, and other searches turned up his name on a page of pictures with his picture, and other pictures on the page were a whole lot of Melbourne underworld figures, including Tony Mockbell and again Melbourne Crime. Now, Melbourne Crime was actually the credit line for the photographs. It was the name of a website, now defunct, that the Herald Sun had got the photographs from. But Mr. Trkulja argued that his name turning up in the context with all of these underworld figures implied that he himself was right. Somehow connected with the underworld. He was shunned by his local community, and he's won the case. We have yet to find out what the damages will be.
Okay, but it sounds like there was a kind of logical reason in the search engine mind and the search engine world for producing that result. But you can understand
his search engine worked. The search engine worked perfectly. Mr. Trkulja was himself in 2004. A masked man shot him, and it's still an unknown crime. So his name turned up in a list of Melbourne crime events.
Yes, Ed, but he's a victim, not a perpetrator.
It was exactly his argument. And so the lessons we have there, I suppose, is that Google have been caught because they could have used the argument of innocent dissemination in the same way that someone who run the printing press can't be blamed because the newspaper prints something defamatory, except his lawyers contacted Google back in 2009, which suddenly meant they were no longer innocent. They knew that there was a problem, and they didn't deal with it. And so Trkulja has won his defamation case.
A man successfully sues Google. Stiglarion, thank you very much. We'll see what the damages are when the judge makes his determination.
That'll be Monday week. It's scheduled. Cheers, Richard.
Good on you. Thank you, Stiglarion. With the case of the man, it must be a first, who successfully sues Google just for the results that the search engine throws up when you put in his name. 2-4.